There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. We're going to zig and zag in a couple of different directions, including what's happening in Baltimore. Boy, what a mess. And they've decided in Baltimore to make a very big change. I'm going to tell you what that change is. Also, Donald Trump being told by the RNC to tone it down. Wow. Sit down and shut up, Donald Trump, basically, is what the Republicans are saying, as you have immigration now moving even more front and center after some of the comments he made. Everybody and their brother has their own opinion on it. The Confederate flag is being torn in 15 different directions pretty much almost everywhere. In this country, it's being debated as a symbol that needs to go. The Democrats blasting the Republicans' move on the Confederate flag amendment because they threw up an amendment to try to dump it, meaning from any of the state parks. And in South Carolina, it's pretty much a formality as they go through the exercise of taking the flag down. But as I said, Donald Trump finally realizes what it means when you run for office and everything you say is scrutinized. Even the PGA is saying, we're not going to be here. We're ditching your tournament. We don't want to have it. We don't want to have our tournament at your golf course. So NBC said goodbye. The PGA said goodbye. Macy said goodbye. A couple of different things have happened to Trump since his comments about Mexicans, specifically about Mexicans. And the 2016 election it already was heating up. It seems like we've been talking about it forever. And now it's heating up even more as more are declaring and jumping in, not so much on the Democratic side, but more on the Republican side. And we're getting closer to that first debate for what it's worth. Are you still looking for that independent candidate? I think a lot of people are. And then there was the crazy glitch in the stock market down, the NASDAQ down for the New York Stock Exchange down for 2 hours. At the same time, and this was 11:30 Eastern time, at the same time United Airlines had its own glitch and people were stuck in airports all over the place. The Wall Street Journal had a front page go down and crash because everybody was trying to find information. The White House was scrambling, saying this is not a terrorist cyber attack. It's not somebody trying to come after us. But not everybody was buying what they were selling as to this glitch, this crazy glitch in the stock market, which was down, 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 brother. Tomas is listening to us in the great state of Michigan. Hey, Tomas.
Hey, Kate. How are you tonight?
Hey. I am good. How are you doing, bro?
Yeah. Well, your show's working better than the entire stock market, apparently, because it hasn't had even a glitch yet. You know, that wasn't a glitch. Come on now. A glitch is like when, you know, I'm talking, and that was a glitch right there, because you couldn't hear a little bit of what
right.
I said. But
right.
If I hang up for 3 hours and 30 minutes, that is not a glitch. You know, you are freezing trillions of dollars. People are freaking out beyond the word freak. You know, I mean, you've got people with computers out there that make hundreds of trades per second. Yeah.
Right.
You got tomorrow, you know, a mutual fund, let's say you have, you know, $50,000 in a mutual fund, and then you see that the stock market has stopped working. You can't do anything until after trading day has finished. Then you call in and say, hey, you know, sell or you know, do something. But so tomorrow, that's when the mutual funds are going to kick in and the reactions that the owners of mutual funds have had. You know, this is not a glitch. And when you combine it with the Chinese stock market meltdown, the Chinese have been doing everything possible to try and stop their stock market slide. And they're realizing that communism cannot stop a stock market slide. There's nothing they can do. So who knows if they, you know, told their hackers to try and stop the money from escaping from China into the, you know, to the our market, because our market is still strong, you know.
Right.
And,
right. So I agree with you. There's something more to it than that.
I mean, I can't remember the last time when the stock market did not work for, you know, 3.5 hours. I remember when, like it went down. Remember last year or something, it went down like 1,000 points in 10 seconds or something like that.
Yes.
But it still kept working, you know.
Right.
But this time,
right.
You know, people were calling their brokers and screaming, you know, what do you mean nothing's working? And you know, when those Chinese when they hacked the federal government and they took everybody's information, you know, they didn't just take everybody's birthday and everybody's name. They took everybody's, you know, totally, you know, people had passwords out there, they had emails, you know, and hey, you know, they blackmail, and you could blackmail all kinds of people if you send an email to somebody you're not supposed to send them to or whatever. You know, but hey, I would like to hear what you have to say, because you're very active in the stock market, and you know a lot of people in it, and I'd just like to listen and hear what you have to say.
Get my take. Yeah, Tomas, as always, great call. You're absolutely on the money, brother. Absolutely. There is something more at work here. And as he said, with the Chinese and what's happening, it's not so far-fetched because of the hacking. Let's be real. And that's why the White House reacted immediately, to think that there wasn't something going on there. I mean, how many times did I hear the word nefarious today? Absolutely insane. And you know, here's the thing. This is why I say it's like standing at the craps table. You know that anyway. But people, middle class people, really need a chunk of diversity, right? So you need a chunk of diversity to make more money. And the idea is, and this is why rich people get richer, because they could dump money into stocks and then they could pull it out and feel when things were hot, and they could make pretty quick turnarounds. Not shorts, but they could make pretty quick turnarounds. So it is very strange as to what's happened here, other than trying to explain the big error. I mean, how does that happen on the market? Just a massive tech glitch. It's not a glitch. He's right. Calling it a glitch isn't right, because it was too long. I mean, to have the stock exchange down for that long is crazy. But is it really a cyber attack? In New York, it's tight as a drum. They suspended trading because of that technical issue. And they're saying, hey, it's only our computers. It's very odd. It's one of the things that happens sometimes. I got some more thoughts on that. Stay with us.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771. If you
you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
The person who could tell us really what happened today on the New York Stock Exchange. Yeah, Hail to the Chief. A lot of people want to hear that song trailing behind them. By the way, NASDAQ down 261 points. Apple dumped 248 on the day, 2.48% basically. So dumped GE stock. I could go on with the big blue chippers, but it was a very, very rough ride, and one that does not seem to the naked eye to appear to be just, oh, no big deal. Almost four hours down, and this is a terrible glitch, and it's glitches galore I saw somewhere, and this isn't anything to panic over. When they tell you it's nothing to panic over, that's when it usually is something to panic over, you know. So it basically reopened at 3 o'clock in the afternoon after being stopped just before 11:30 in the morning. And, you know, you look at the New York Stock Exchange, which is the oldest of the oldest, it goes back to the late 1700s. And massive amounts of stock, needless to say, are exchanged on that exchange. And traders were waiting nervously throughout the day. You know, this used to be the old-fashioned way with the papers, and you've seen shots of that and people screaming and yelling things. And is this just the age that we live in, or is there something more to it than that? Because with the S&P index down 1.7% on Wednesday, you know, we were focusing on the turmoil in China and Greece. And then this happens. It just, the all clear just does not seem correct. It means duck and run for cover. And this is going to also send people, no matter what, and how it's explained, really starting to think even more and more about not being completely invested in the market, which, by the way, is a good thing. Let's go out to Adam in Manhattan. Hey, Adam, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi, I wanted to discuss the recent gay marriage equality bill that was passed.
Uh-huh.
It was, it's something that I've been interested in for a long time because as a gay male myself, I grew up in the South in North Carolina, and it was something that I thought needed to be discussed on a different light, in a different perspective. And so about all of that, I think that it was something that was waiting to be, it was waiting to happen by itself. And when it did, there were a lot of questions that came up because CBS aired their version of What Would You Do with a gay couple. And it was very interesting to me because I got to be home with my parents, and they're very religious. And seeing that with them, it was something that I wanted to kind of get out in the public. So, am I okay to just discuss that for a quick second?
Yeah, yeah. Well, so here's the thing. First of all, so your reaction was, hey, it's about time, right? Is that where you were said, like, wow, finally this is what's happening? But you say you grew up in the South in a religious family, and did they know that you were gay? Was your family aware of that?
I came out to my parents 4 years ago, and it was probably the hardest thing I ever did.
Wow.
But in the process of that, my parents have never treated me differently, and they're the most religious people I've ever met in my life.
Wow.
And so seeing this, what set me off kind of, and I wanted to have a public forum, and I'm not the person to kind of do that, but thank you so much for having me on air with you. It was just when CBS aired that, I saw kind of what they were trying to prove, but that's not what goes on in the U.S. It really is. There's such a diluted version of what the opposite side of things are. Like, if you live in the Bible Belt, this is how people react. And if you don't, this is how people react. Here's the bottom line, I think. The bottom line is, if you are living your Christian, that's what they're going off of.
Yeah.
If you want to go about that process, then, you know, maybe read a little bit further, and the same verse that they keep quoting, well, don't cut your hair or wear makeup. And my parents kind of were there with me. And so I was able to be home for my grandmother's funeral. I came back into New York today. And it was lovely to be home because they gave me a huge hug, and they said, thanks for just standing up for what you believe, because we're able to be there with you. And
wow.
I kind of wanted to hear what you thought as well about all of I guess it kind of goes into the Confederate flag thing as well, because the Confederate flag was also not actually a flag. It was a battle standard. So there are certain things that just seem idiotic, but I don't want to be the person either to say, oh, well, you're being idiotic, because that would be a double standard.
Well, and I think with the thing with the Supreme Court decision, it depends, Adam, on what you just said. You know, your parents have not treated you any different, and they were super religious, but they are able to still have their religious beliefs and accept their son. I think it depends on the eyes of how someone's looking at it, and I think you're right. It depends on whether you're talking about being in the Bible Belt, or whether you're talking about being in New York City, or about being on the West Coast. There are some natural biases that are tough, I think, to crack. And
of course.
And that we live in this world now where you've got a really hard line on some things, and on others it seems to be what I call kind of squishy. So now that the Supreme Court decision has happened, and
that's pretty finite.
Yeah, this is it. I don't think we're gonna. I think what will happen is people will just start to those that are having problems with it will start to have to embrace it because it's the law of the land.
I would like to ask you one question.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about all of that process with Prop 8 in the past? This coming up now, do you think, because I would like to get your opinion on it, do you think that that was something that was being covered up to kind of get other things passed, because the whole gay thing would have been such a large, flamboyant piece of proposition that it would be as loud as it needed to be to get other things that were kind of under the rug, I guess you'd say, in the past, kind of when Prop 8 went up, and now it's kind of making our leadership look like that what they were supposed to be doing in the first place.
Yeah, you know, that's a good observation. Was this something that, if you roll back other decisions that have been made, I guess, you know, one of the biggest ones was Clinton and the Don't Ask, Don't Tell thing, and then...
Come on now. My dad's in North Carolina, and he was in that process with President Clinton.
Yeah, and then look what happened. So that happens, and then the reversal of that, basically, okay, now that has to go away because it's not working, and we're having problems. We're having problems with that. So we see that what we've really seen, Adam. And hey, thanks for the call, and thanks for being so forthright. We appreciate that. And again, understanding the struggles that people have had, I think that in pointing that out, that's exactly right. That there were other things that they were pushing through agenda-wise, and how to embrace it and how to deal with it, and especially on a really conservative level, because of what is the number one thing, Adam, and everybody listening, say it with me over and over again, what do politicians care about? Getting reelected, and the people around them, that's their job. They're not even looking at issues the way other people are looking at it. They'll have a tote board, and it'll say, well, what happens on immigration? Will this get us in trouble if we go this way? Or do we need to go this way? What happens on gay marriage? What if we say this? What if we say this? What is the constituents, what do they think? What is the base look like, the people who are going to elect us? What are the other things that are important to Americans in my particular area? This is why it's fascinating to see what's happening. We started with Hail to the Chief in this segment. It's fascinating to see what's happening in the race, especially for president on the Republican side. Donald Trump, who's massively under fire, everybody's distancing themselves from him, but Donald Trump actually has a lead in the most recent poll in North Carolina, believe it or not. On the flip side, we're going to have a little fun with our pal Nathan Reeder, so hang with us. Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
You've been listening to Pharmacist Ben and Dr. Wallach for a long time now, and you're wondering if Youngevity really works. Hi, my name is Adam. I'm an employee at GCN, and I've been using Youngevity products for over 2 years now. Call me today to hear my story at 612-695-5982. You too can lose weight, experience increased energy, and feel better about yourself and the future of your family. Call today, 612-695-5982. That's 612-695-5982.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Daylight come and me want go home. Work all night and I drink a rum.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Stack banana till the morning come.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Come Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Come, Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana.
Daylight come and me one go home.
Lift
6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot, punch.
Daylight come and me one go home.
Stay Delaney, America
seven
tonight.
8 foot, punch.
Re-racking our top stories. New York Stock Exchange down for almost 4 hours. Told us just a glitch. People panic. What's going to happen tomorrow? Everybody checking their stocks. United Airlines sent people screaming into the night because their flights were grounded for hours across the nation. They had a computer glitch. How crazy is that? And in the meantime, the Wall Street Journal also had its own problems because everybody was trying to hit up their sites, so it was bare bones after that. And this is breaking news. It is official. South Carolina's House approved the bill removing the Confederate flag. This was one of the holdups, so they approve it. Nikki Haley, the governor there, very conservative, was pushing for that to happen, and this is in the wake of the murder of all those innocent people in that church in Charleston, which set off the rage over the Confederate flag, NASCAR dumping it. Remember the General E. Lee, the car that was in the series Dukes of Hazzard, was bought by a PGA pro, Bubba Watson, and he said he loved that show, just, you know, liked the car, bought the car years ago, a couple years ago, and he's removing the Confederate flag from the car because he said he doesn't want to offend anyone. That's not his personality. He doesn't like that idea that anyone would think that he would have anything to do with being a racist. So Bubba is putting an American flag, in fact, it's already there, I heard, on the General E. Lee. So this is, you know, this whole thing with the flag flap continues. This is one of my favorite things that we do on the show. One, because we just love Nathan to death. But Nathan Reeder joins me for a very special segment of Fruits and Nuts Shredded or Bingo.
Bingo!
Nathan, how are you?
Oh, just ready to chop right into this milieu.
I love that. I love that. All right, so you're gonna really find this interesting, and I can't wait to get your take on it. First of all, have you ever done any indoor tanning? Did you ever in your life try to get yourself to a complete tan so you went to a tanning bed to do that?
I think I did try it once, not for very long. God.
You did like one time.
Yeah, that was it was back in probably 1997 or something like that.
Wow, 97. Well, check this out. The use of indoor tanning is on the decline. A new study was just released from the CDC, and even the National Cancer Institute easily jumped on this. They say between 2010 and 2013, the percentage of adults using indoor tanning beds fell from 5.5% to 4.2%, so 2 million people less are tanning themselves with those devices. I would say get out of the tanning beds with everything that they're saying. I'm no scientist or doctor, but I have to believe, based on what the dermatologists are saying, that this is not a good way to go.
Can't you just go outside and get more?
Yes, get vitamin D.
I mean, aren't we getting more outside than we used to anyway?
We are, hopefully. And I agree with you. It's so good for you to get that vitamin D. And do it the right way instead of the UV rays. You don't want that.
No.
You don't want the rays, the fake rays. And I, like you, I only did it one time. And I, thank goodness, but because, you know, then I think the one time I did it, I decided I'm really paying to go to a tanning bed. What am I thinking? And I thought it was okay, but I saw people that turned orange because they were so obsessed with looking tan. And I thought, forget it. It's not worth it.
Yeah, the natural look. Go with that.
The natural look. I like it. All right, how about this story? And I did talk about this in a previous Hour of America Tonight. But Tom Selleck, our favorite Magnum PI, and now he's on another show. I think it's called Blue Bloods. But, you know, he's handsome and popular, and who cares about, you know, his whole acting persona. But he has a very big piece of property in California, and apparently he used a public hydrant to fill a commercial water truck 12 times in a district. First of all, just to even do that, but outside of his district, and they had a PI that was following the truck, and they continued to fill the tanker even after they got a cease and desist notice. He's got a big avocado farm, and there's a drought in California. What is he thinking? I mean, are you kidding
me? He is thinking,
oh, yeah!
That was water splashing against him in the back. Or Kool-Aid made with water. I don't know.
Fruits and nuts, I'm just going to say, is fruits and nuts for me. What is it for you?
Kool-Aid.
I love it. Kool-Aid. Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
All right, how about this one? A judge ordered the Patent and Trademark Office to cancel the Washington, D.C. NFL team's trademark protection on its name, meaning the Redskins, because the word is disparaging to Native Americans. The team is still free to use the name, and they can appeal the decision, but this is huge. They can still use the name, but they can't have trademark protection. So that's big news because, you know, of course they're trying to make money on the Redskins' name, but a lot of Indian tribes said they were so offended by that that it became a big deal, and this has been going on for years. So no longer can they have that protected symbol, meaning other people could rip it off. So that's a huge, huge win for the Native Americans who were offended by it. What do you think?
Wait, so technically what was the...
The Redskins name has been around for a long time as an old football team. That's what it's called, you know, the Redskins.
Yeah.
And it's a painted Redskin face and
no,
whatnot.
I mean, what was the decision?
That the cancellation of the trademark. So that means they don't have that protection. So you and I could come up with rip-off T-shirts and call it the Redskins and sell them. So they don't have the protection of the trademark anymore.
Cool. Open it up. Everybody, I think there was already a South Park that was kind of about that.
Find it if you haven't seen it.
Yeah, that's big. I'm going to say bingo, ha-ha, Daniel Snyder, because he spent a whole bunch of loot on this, and too bad. I mean, they can still use the symbol, but it's not protected, so that gives them less of a reason to use it.
Yeah, Fruit Basket Bingo.
Fruit Basket Bingo. I love it. Love it, love it, love it. All right, this is sad. This story is sad. I will just preface it that way for you. But several dogs apparently died during pet grooming. So you have pet lovers that are calling for regulations of the grooming industry. This happened in Los Angeles. There was a toy poodle who was left in a 109-degree dryer at a groomer's in L.A. So basically the owner, like drying the dog off, the owner of the dog said they basically cooked him to death. And so they have these heated kennel dryers, which are cages with heating coils, and they're attached to a heating device. And you've got even a golden retriever, which is a big dog, died after being unattended. That was left in this drying cage. I mean,
wait,
people
all in the
don't
same
think.
Place using that drying
yes.
cage.
Yes.
What? Over how? Over the course of what?
A couple years.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
wrong.
How long has that place been open?
That place has been open for. They say I've read the article, and they say at least 2 decades.
Jeez, who's paying these kids to walk around? There's animals dying in there.
Yeah, it's wrong. I think it's wrong. All right, so I'm gonna say bingo. I mean, bingo. They need to get rid of this. They
Boo,
need
bingo.
To close them down. Boo. Yeah, close it down. All right, you're gonna love this one. This is my favorite one of everything, folks, that we're talking about here. Stop whatever you're doing. You must pay attention to this. I'm serious. Time Warner Cable sent 153 automated phone calls to a Texas woman's cell phone. Now they got to pay her $229,000. The calls were not meant for her. And it was a fact she made clear to the company. Arcella King sued the company in March of last year, but the cable company still placed 74 more calls. A judge ruled that the calls were particularly egregious and fined the company triple the typical amount, the $500 fine for calling after someone requested the company not call again. So she gets $229,000 for 153 robocalls.
So she didn't even pick them up? She just saw that they were calling?
Well, she knew they were robocalls. You know when you get a robocall, it's like, hey, this is so-and-so calling you. So she knew they were, and she called them and told them, hey, something's wrong here. You got to stop doing this. Stop calling me. And the judge said, yes. She said no. It was a no-call list, everything. You can't do that. And she got all that money. The judge awarded her that.
Shoot, make it.
Make That's it. What I say. That is yeah. bingo, bingo,
make
bingo.
Make the robots pay quick
yeah,
before
pay.
We can't.
Exactly. Time Warner, you pay, brother. I've had my own issues with Time Warner, so ha-ha. All right, Nathan, excellent. We'll do it again next week. Hang with us.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNLive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNLive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNLive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Conversation about the so-called glitch on the stock exchange. I say so-called because, boy, with all the money at stake and all the people who have serious bucks into the stock market, I guarantee there were a few who were furious. That's why the White House responded immediately. You want us to invest. You want us to be a capitalistic country, which we are founded on. Don't forget that. And then you've got these woes on the stock market, not good. And with what's happening with Greece and what's going on with China and then a slew of other things, that all falls into the pot. And that's why you have to be incredibly careful. I am not a stockbroker or an investment advisor. We have my pal Stephen Kelly on. I like him, and for a reason I have him on. I call him the free money guy. And it's because he tells you about other things to be aware of. And how he refocused knowing that he had to do it, and that's what threw him into the career. He didn't start off that way, and he's not a stockbroker, but it's interesting to see what's morphed in, what our money has morphed into in this society, and we could do a week's worth of shows on currency and where we're headed and the dollar and the stock markets and all of that wrapped in between, but I think there's probably more to it. I find it very hard to believe, and if this is the problem, this also shows the way to hack in pretty easy. So somebody watching who knows what they're doing, I'll call them a hacktivist, they probably could crack the system. And that's even scarier to think about. If we're to believe this was some stupid glitch, then what happens if you get a real big-time hacker in the middle of this? What would that do to the stock market? It's all funny money, right, until it's in your hand. And that's pretty scary. You think of mutual funds. You think of people who have 401ks. And they're living on those 401ks because you're not living on Social Security. And if you were middle class, how much money do you really have that you can survive on? And it's scary. Very, very, very scary. Not everybody has gold bricks and a ton of cash buried in the backyard. Like Tony Soprano. I don't know why I was just thinking of that reference to the fact that he had buried money in his it was somewhere in the backyard, and his wife found it, you know, that whole $10,000 rule. All right, some other big things happened in the last couple of days, and this has been brewing for a while, but the Baltimore City Police Commissioner has been fired, and there doesn't seem to be any real big backlash to this. We know what happened in Baltimore, the serious Baltimore I want to call it implosion, and the mayor fired the police commissioner, saying that the spike in murders weeks after the unarmed black guy died of injuries in police custody required that there was some kind of a change that had to be made because of the Freddie Gray deal. So this is 2.5 months later, after the city was flooded with riots and problems. And remember, the Freddie Gray thing again happened back in April, but the violence, the unrest, and what's happened there. On Tuesday night, you had two guys, might have even been another one, that jumped out of a couple of vans, fired at a group of people a few blocks from a university campus. They killed three people. There was a fourth person that had to go get treatment for a gunshot. And is now in stable position, and it seems as though this is just a random violent thing that happened. So crime is not being reduced. And then they talked about the accountability factor, and that they had to hold officers who act out of line accountable. And see, there's that real tug of war, butting of heads over cops and what's happening in cities. But just specifically, it's a mess in Baltimore. It is. It's a mess in Baltimore. There's no question about it. It's not a shock to me that the mayor would get rid of the police, you know, that the mayor would make a huge change in the police chain of command. So firing the police commissioner is not a shocking thing for Stephanie Rawlings Blake to do anyway, because as the Baltimore mayor, remember, she comes from a family of cops. The interim commissioner is going to be this guy, Kevin Davis, who's only been there since January. He will be on to make sure that people are held to some kind of accountability. But it's a crazy, crazy, crazy place to be in Baltimore, and it's a shame because this was a city they were really trying to clean up and had really worked hard to clean up its act. And then the Freddie Gray thing just even pulled things apart even more than you could possibly, you know, imagine. So let's see if the change helps them in any way. And, of course, the other thing I already mentioned, South Carolina's House approved the removal of the Confederate flag because they want nothing to do with more of the controversy over that. So, you know, that's done. The Confederate flag, though, continues to be debated on other levels, but not, I don't think any longer it's going to be something that that it, certainly not, at least at the state house, that they're going to worry about in South Carolina. They're going to just make a move there, and they have. They have done that. And then mixed in between everything that's the bigger, what I call the bigger vibe, the obvious things in our face, there's this little thing that's not quite as obvious, but it's something I've always wondered about, and I happened to see a story and I thought, wow, boy, that is scary. Four brands of children's crowns and two kids' fingerprint kits, two crime scene fingerprint kits were found to have asbestos. So these tests were done by EWG, right? And they confirmed that they found asbestos in some children's toys and crowns, and, you know, 28 boxes of them tested, four tested positively for asbestos. Are you kidding me? Contaminated? The asbestos fibers they would release, you think of a kid who uses how many, you know, and how, it's fascinating to know these statistics, but they say the average kid uses 730 crowns by the crayons by the age of 10. By the age of 10, isn't that crazy? So what they did was, the contaminated crowns were bought from February to May of 2015 from Party City and Dollar Tree and in a suburb near San Francisco. And then these other toys were purchased through Amazon.com and Toys R Us because they're trying to figure out the asbestos exposure. And most of the testing, they don't really test all this stuff. And is any level of asbestos safe? If you told me the pens I had had X amount of asbestos in them, I would throw them out. I mean, wouldn't we? Wouldn't we throw them out? I mean, do you have grandkids? Do you have kids? Can you imagine that? That they don't test them, and then now they do have run some tests, and they're finding that. And can I tell you, where do you think they were made? A little place called China. Yeah, they were made, the ones that were tested, were made in China and imported into the U.S. Oh, isn't that ridiculous? So once again, I issue my challenge, and it's something we did a few years ago. Start to try to look for American-made things, right? Start to flip over the boxes, look at the tags. What's made in China? The stuff made in China, folks, is killing us. Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231. And the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.